Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome back to another exciting issue of Walken's Week.
Is this a magazine now?
I guess. Could be. Or it could be a journal. Publication. I should have said
this
edition.
This is not a magazine, Nigel.
All right, well, another edition. How's that?
That's what episode? You said in the first edition.
I said issue.
Like at the Daily Planet in Metropolis, which doesn't exist. It's Metropolis is not real. I looked all over a map.
I know.
No sign.
Okay, anyway. We're here with
Superman, Clark Kent.
Obviously, Christopher Walken is here with us.
Jimmy, the paperboy. None of them real.
All right, well, anyway.
What's going on with you?
Same old, same old.
What are you doing?
Same thing.
What do you do? Let's talk about you for once, Nigel.
It's not the name of the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
People don't care what I do.
What do you do? Do you do anything? I noticed you got a balloon over there. Are you playing with balloons now? You're 30 years old, you're playing with balloons?
A balloon.
You got all sorts of cartoon pictures all over.
Game
balloons
and stuff. That's from a game. Yeah.
Cartoon.
It's a blown up Omnitool from Mass Effect.
I don't know what the fuck you just said to me. You goddamn weirdo. You got cartoons all over your walls. You got a fucking stuffed balloon over there.
Right.
What do you do with your life?
Just play games and read.
That's all you do?
Yeah.
You play games and watch cartoons.
I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah.
Cartoons are stupid.
No, you watch cartoons. Because that's what video games are, is cartoons.
No, they're interactive.
They're cartoons.
They're a hell of a lot more interactive than Scooby-Doo.
Don't you ever fucking say anything bad about Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo's
Do not make me raise my voice
Scooby-Doo's
any higher than it already is, Nigel.
Scooby-Doo's I will the same fucking show kill since 1968.
I will fucking kill you.
Exact same show.
Yeah, that's because it's the greatest goddamn thing on earth.
You
wouldn't change the fucking Bible. You wouldn't rewrite it because it's not as cool anymore.
That's happened quite
It's the greatest
times.
Fucking thing ever. Don't you ever blaspheme in my presence. Say anything bad about the Bible, Scooby-Doo, Captain Crunch, anything, I will fucking stab you and key your car. Again.
I knew it!
Anyway, all I'm saying, you know, can I maybe play one of your cartoons with you sometime?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
That'd be okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of a dream come true to me. Sit around and play cartoons with you.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we can
You never that. Once invited me. To play cartoons with you. Not even when I was sleeping on your couch and you just fucking sat there and played it. The whole goddamn time I was there, I'm trying to sleep. All I'm hearing is dun, dun, whatever noises they make in the game show.
Right.
Cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
When you say they're interactive cartoons, is it like Where's Waldo?
There's certain games like that. They call them Hidden Object. Not that good, though.
I thought that was like them hentai thing. It's a cartoon with hidden objects?
Yeah, no. Not the same thing.
Sounds pretty similar to me.
I used to play Where's Waldo. Some fucked up shit in a lot of those pictures.
Yeah, like hentai. Like hentai stuff going on.
Hentai's awesome.
I think I slept in your bed with you while you were sleeping.
All right, go ahead.
I got cold, all right?
Go ahead and just tell us what's Walken's Week.
This week, I discovered that your blood is actually blueberry jam instead of raspberry jam.
Who told you that blood was raspberry jam in the first place?
Well, it's red raspberry jam.
Okay, so... All right, put that aside for a second. How did it become blueberry jam?
It's blueberry in your veins.
Okay.
You know, what tipped me off was I looked at my veins, and my veins blue.
Right.
It means they're coursing with blueberry jam.
And I actually read something recently. Your veins aren't actually blue. It just appears that way through the skin.
So it's like an optical illusion?
Yeah. Blood is red no matter what.
No, it's blue. It's raspberry
like
jam.
It's just like a dark red.
Yeah.
Before, you know.
Raspberry jam. It's blueberry before it comes out. Okay?
No.
So it's blueberry in your veins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You following me?
Right.
Blueberry jam turns to raspberry when it comes out.
What about all the seeds?
Isn't that fucking amazing?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So it goes, it changes from blueberry to raspberry.
It changes from one vine fruit to another.
But raspberries have a bunch of seeds in it.
Yeah.
There's no seeds in your blood.
You've never had seedless raspberries before?
It takes quite a bit of processing.
Raspberries. That's how you're supposed to say it, by the way.
Raspberries?
Raspberries.
Kind of reminds me of rapeseed oil.
What the fuck?
Canola oil. The original word for canola oil.
Didn't
was
we have
rapeseed.
A show about this at what? One point? Didn't we? Weren't we talking about rape seeds?
I don't remember.
Raspberry, blueberry. It's amazing.
Have you ever tasted it?
No. Why would I taste it? I hate raspberries.
What about blueberries?
I love blueberries, but as soon as you cut your vein open, it turns into raspberries.
Well, you could like do it with an IV that way, or the needle, and that way it never
no,
gets exposed.
No, I mean
the...
it just turns into raspberries no matter what. While it's in your fucking skin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's underneath your body here, okay? I'm pointing to my body. It's underneath your body.
Right.
All right? It's flowing around in there like a grasshopper.
It doesn't seem like it could flow very quickly. It's jam. It's usually small. So you're saying it's jelly. There's no seeds in it.
Jam. Raspberry jam.
But usually jelly has no seeds.
Is that the difference? So what you're telling me is that jelly has no seeds.
Right.
Jam has seeds.
Yeah, but never mind. So, you can have seedless jam. It's just jelly's thicker because they add gelatin to it, which is actually ground up bones.
What the fuck? They put ground up bones in the jelly?
Yeah. Gelatin is made from ground up bones.
Oh my god. Does the FBI know about this shit?
Yeah, I'm sure they know.
Are they grinding up the candy corn teeth into it? Is that where the missing candy corn teeth go?
The ones that aren't that are different sizes?
Yeah.
They could.
The small, you know, the baby candy corns, they go overseas. Okay, so you got the dead babies who die every day by the millions, as they tell us on TV.
Stupid commercials.
Those commercials. So they got the baby teeth.
Right.
They take those, they grind them up and put them into jelly?
Well, it turns it into gelatin, but like you have jello.
What's gelatin?
Gelatin is just...
Is that like tin jelly?
No, you add water to the bone meal paste.
Oh my god.
And it turns into like a little thick substance.
This is horrifying.
And you add flavor to it and you get jello.
It's the most... Jello is ground up bones?
Yeah. Remember that next time a vegetarian eats jello. All right, that was Walken's Week, everybody.